guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Rachel. This is Kelsey. We believe we are live right now on YouTube. You know, we got to double check, but we are here to talk about Mayweather versus Paul. Logan Paul, that is. Pay-per-view event on Showtime. We watched the whole card. Let's just start with the money event featuring Money Mayweather.
Keyword on money, because people paid money to see it. Mayweather, you know, that's his nickname or whatever. And also, I mean, it was just basically Floyd making money, right? This wasn't a real fight.
It went the distance, so...
I mean, but...
There was no winner.
There was no winner, except... The court of public opinion. There's only one person I saw that thinks Logan Paul won. That's his brother Jake. Because Jake's a liar. But, like, I feel like, regardless...
He's got his brotherly love goggles on.
He was... Yeah, you would have... Anyway, it's just... I feel like Floyd called this legalized bank robbery before it happened. And then, that's exactly what happened. Legalized bank robbery... I like watching Floyd do his thing. I saw very, very tiny glimpses of Mayweather, the real Mayweather, right?
Yeah.
The one that was just a fantastic counterpuncher. The one that was just such an amazing fighter, one of the best fighters I've ever seen. But, I mean, I don't feel like Mayweather was really started trying to tee off him until around the third round.
Yeah.
And then the last couple rounds, I don't feel like he was trying to get him out of there. You know what I mean? I feel like he just went in there, boxed a little bit.
Now, do you feel like... He wasn't trying to, or do you feel like he couldn't?
I feel like, well, it depends what you mean. I feel like Mayweather would have taken the knockout if it was, like, super easy, but he wasn't going to put himself in any kind of, like, risky spot.
And that's classic Mayweather.
That's classic Mayweather. Yeah, and Logan Paul's big. He's a lot bigger than Mayweather.
Yeah.
And then also, I don't think Mayweather felt like he needed to, like, I mean, this guy's a lot bigger than him, a lot younger. Mayweather... He doesn't feel like he needs to prove anything. Yeah, he doesn't care. That's why he doesn't care. And if he doesn't care, then he can just move around.
Because I said, surely Floyd wants to get him out. Like, he doesn't want this to go the distance.
Yeah.
Surely, because that would be a tiny win for anybody who gets in the ring with Mayweather.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, not during his career.
I mean, a lot of people did that.
Like, now. What I mean is after the fact now. Like, you want to... I don't know, so I was surprised that it went all 8 rounds and went the distance, and then we had no judges, and it was just like, like, okay, guess the fight's over. They got booed at the end of it. You know, the fans that showed up in the rain in Miami, they booed. They booed these guys because...
Okay, I want to give... Let's be positive for one second. Let's give credit to Logan Paul. Logan Paul was himself in a tough situation and was absurdly confident all this time and right up till the bell rang. And then when he got in there, he couldn't hit him, right? I mean, that's what happens. I mean, he landed some, like, glancing blows or whatever. But the thing is, he couldn't hit him.
He really couldn't
hit him. He's a lot bigger. He's a lot taller. It did not matter. He could not hit Floyd Mayweather. And worse than that, Floyd is baiting you into stuff and countering you pretty hard. And I've been in the boxing ring with guys that were a lot smaller. I outweighed by 100 pounds that were a lot better, that were professional. Not Floyd, but they were a lot better than me. There's nothing worse than just getting pummeled like that. Like, you can't do anything about it because boxing is a skill. Logan Paul does not have the skill that Floyd Mayweather has and probably never will. And even at age 44, Mayweather's a lot better. But Logan Paul didn't give up, and that's something not everybody would do. He's a tough dude. He got in there. He made this amazing thing happen, and he got to go 8 rounds with Floyd Mayweather. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you about Logan Paul. Anybody that steps into a boxing ring, that is a hard thing to do. And to harken back to our friend. I don't know if he's our friend. I don't know.
Who's our friend?
Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, he's
that's
my best friend.
People getting in the ring, right, and taking a risk and not being afraid of failure and just doing the thing. And so, yeah, Logan Paul got in the ring, and he did it, and he tried.
And look, you mentioned Chad Johnson, of course, former NFL star who fought the first fight on the undercard against a guy that was billed as like a bare knuckle fighter. But he looked really good, too. I was really impressed with him, Rachel. Thanks for bringing him up.
Yeah, he did look good. He did get dropped.
He did, but in the last round, he looked a lot better than I thought he was.
He looked a ton better than what we thought.
And then it showed clips of him, like, racing a horse, and then
bull riding, and then the time racing,
he fought a horse. Car racing. Right? Oh, wait, that was Evander Holyfield who fought a horse. But anyway, he's done a lot of cool stuff in his life. And I love when people are living life to the fullest. And that's what my dude Chad Ocho-Cinco's doing. Now he's living it even fuller, calling Conor McGregor out, kind of. Kind of. I mean, he's throwing it out there.
He's ready for Conor. Yeah. But yeah, back to Floyd and Logan. I would have liked to have seen this fight end with a knockout one way or the other since there were no judges. I wondered at the beginning of the fight because Logan Paul was so much bigger than Floyd. I was like, can Floyd Mayweather knock him out? So when you watch boxing, there's usually less knockouts in your lower weight classes because the guys are smaller. Or a guy will be like a knockout artist, move up in weight, and all of a sudden he's not anymore. So I wondered, I was like, can Floyd Mayweather, his size, knock out a guy that, like, I know he's better than Logan Paul. I know that he can do whatever he wants inside that ring, basically. Except maybe knock him out. So I did wonder about that. I would like to see Logan Paul. It seemed like his strategy coming into this fight was to put his weight over Floyd because he was huge. Vice versa, though. You'd have to be the one hanging all over me to try to tire Floyd, the older fighter, out. I don't think that worked because Floyd looked great at the end.
I tell you what,
of all eight rounds, Logan Paul did not.
Yeah, Logan looked around round four. It looked like he was like, row, row.
And then there was a later round where in the fight he was bent over and just like hung his arms and defeated. And it kind of like Floyd had this look on his face like, I've never seen this inside the ring before, because he could have punched him. He could have went and just like gotten a real easy shot in there. He didn't, because it was like he looked so confused. I'd like to see better conditioning for Logan Paul.
He just doesn't know what he doesn't know. I mean, I hate to use that phrase, but it's true. Like,
it's been I think 2 years since he was in an actual match. Like, and I'm like, dude, in that 2 years, you should have fought like a 12 round fight. And can you make it? Can you make the distance? Can you do that and not be tired at the end in a practice?
It's just not.
Because when you're in a real fight, you're going to be more, it's going to take more energy. So I'd like to see
better conditioning. What I'm saying is that his fatal flaw in this fight is also the thing that Conor McGregor's fatal flaw. The absurd confidence that you think that you can strut in there and beat the best boxer of a generation. Even though Floyd's a lot smaller and a lot younger, boxing is a skill. And like, there's one thing to be confident. It's another thing. But true confidence, I think, is based in, like, truth, right? And so he didn't seem to know or have any kind of plan as for how he should attack Floyd Mayweather. And so Floyd, the first round, he just kind of danced around to see what Logan had. And then, again, just like he did in the Conor McGregor fight, most of this fight, Floyd just walked him down with his hands up so he could counter him. Floyd Mayweather never, ever fought a professional boxer, legitimate professional boxer in that style, because he couldn't, but he can against these guys, and that's the big difference. Like, that wasn't Floyd being Floyd, that was Floyd just messing around.
I don't know that Logan came in with the same kind of confidence that
he did. Nick Rader did. He thought he was going to knock him out.
I think that he said those things, but when I saw him in his interviews, I thought that he was pretty well, like, had a pretty good idea of where he stood and what a great, like, amazing opportunity this is. I love hearing Logan Paul when he talks, because he's like, none of this makes sense. My life doesn't make sense. Yeah. How this A to where I'm at now, none of this makes sense. And he's just enjoying the ride. And I feel like in my own life, like, that can be, that was also inspiring. I was really inspired tonight. I gotta
say, are you part of the Low Gang?
I don't not like Logan
Paul. I love Logan Paul. He's awesome. I think he's great. Like, I think that he's definitely quite lovable, and he's funny, and like, just truly takes courage. Even to climb in the ring to fight Floyd Mayweather takes a lot of courage. Even if you were a lot bigger than him, you probably knew enough about boxing to know that it took courage. And he showed toughness, resiliency, and except for the part where he was kind of like, he still fought through. Now, they didn't have to give him a little kind of you know, Teddy Atlas pep talk between the seventh and eighth round.
You're not tired.
About going the distance, being like Rocky. But you know what? Logan Paul got to be Rocky. And who doesn't want to be Rocky Balboa? That's awesome.
Yeah. I got to say, I liked this event from Showtime. I wasn't aware of the undercard going into this. Mm. When they said the mixture of real fights and exhibition bouts. I don't hate it. Like, when they first said Ocho Cinco was, and I was like, what? I was like, oh man, like Showtime just sold out. Like, I was really disappointed. Wow. When they got in the ring, I was like, you know what? Chad didn't look bad. Like,
he looked good.
He looked
a lot better.
And I was like, who am I to, like, you know, judge people who are trying something for the first time and get in there and want to try it? And then this Maxwell guy got this really great platform, and he's coming over from MMA and I think bare knuckle boxing. And he got this great platform, and it meant a lot to him. And then seeing him, because he loved Chad Ochocinco, like, right? Like, Chad Johnson.
And he knocked him down?
Right. Yeah. Like, he just, it was, and then we had two fights that were professional boxers, right? And I thought both of those were, like, excellent fights. I really just thought they were, this was the latter one with
Badu Jack
who came in. That was a fun fight. And then we had
Jared Hurt lost.
Big upset.
Middleweight.
So, like, but they were good fights. Like, I guess I kind of like the Chavez Jr. kind of, like, bully kind of fight. I guess I just like
that. That's our guy, Chavez Jr.
And so I felt like a lot of these fights were like that. And then, of course, I got the main event, right? And we got to see Floyd Mayweather, fight again. Like, I got to see him in the ring again.
I would probably, if Floyd just wanted to, like, ride on a float and wave to people, I would go down the street and see it. You know what I mean? Like, I like Floyd.
I like seeing him in the ring. He's excellent. I like seeing how these fighters age. This is why I like seeing Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. I was like, yeah, I want to see them. Like, I want to see, I enjoyed it. I liked what Showtime did, mixing things. The only thing I would have loved to hear Al Bernstein calling the
Where was back. Al? Were you punishing Al because he went to Triller for that one car? That's ridiculous, Showtime.
Hasn't he been punished enough by even, like, just being there?
Yeah, didn't he punish himself? Didn't he already suffer enough? I mean, because I could turn it on mute or, like, not watch some of it. Al had to just sit there.
And, hey, if Showtime needs to steal this whole kind of sideshow event from, like, keep Triller from doing it, please, Showtime, do it. Because I do kind of want to see these fights. I can't tune in to a replay of what the last Triller event was.
We have the fight coming up.
I can't do it. There is a fight coming up.
Teofimo Lopez. I know that Ryan Kavanaugh is going around saying, like, oh, it's not going to be the same. Well, I'm going to have to make sure about that first.
I know.
Because I'm not paying $50 to watch, you know, a fight.
People smoke weed and say the F word. Like,
I mean, I already have MTV, bro. I don't need to pay. That's not pay-per-view.
I'm not 12. Like, I don't need to. Like, I'm not impressed by this.
Jeez.
Rachel's not impressed.
Oh, I can just watch music videos at home on YouTube.
That's my not impressed face.
Anyway, unless you get the Beatles, and two of them are dead, so that's going to be really hard. And I ain't watching it, Ryan Kavanaugh. I almost called
anyway,
it Ryan Triller.
I liked, although we watched the pay-per-view event tonight via FanMeO, we didn't run into problems.
And we got an
early bird
discount. I don't know why I threw the $2 thing, but I did. But yeah, it was $25 for us. Thank you, FanMeo. You have a fan for life, but I'll probably never see you again because our worlds won't cross.
They don't usually cross. But hey, next time we can get a pay-per-view through you of a boxing event we want to
see. When I see it, I immediately think, oh, well, that's a good deal. That's going to be more expensive than that.
Right. Hey, we enjoyed our night. We hope you enjoyed your Sunday night. And this was our live stream.
Thanks for coming out and hanging out
with
us.
Thanks for tuning in. Yeah.
Or watching it later, too. Thanks!
How do we end it?
I don't know!